Hello everyone, thank you for joining us. Welcome to another show of Ask the Kabbalist. With me, as usual, is Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Before we'll begin with our first question for today, I'll remind all of our viewers that you can send your questions at any time on our website, that's tv.kabbalah.info, and right there on the website you'll find our Ask the Kabbalist page, and there you'll see a way to send video questions or audio questions, or even simply type a question in text, and we'll be happy to ask it here. So let's begin with our first question for today right away. This is a video question, and it's coming from Sergio from California. Let's watch it.
My name is Sergio. I'm from California. And my question is, I want to know what the purpose of life is.
There are several goals in life that we have to attain along the way. First of all, we have to reveal that we're in a kind of a collective slumber, that this life that we sense at the moment, it's a very small world, as if we're unconscious. We have to reveal the unconsciousness, to want to awaken into consciousness, meaning to open up our senses, to open a much greater world than the one that we are in now, an upper dimension, and in that upper dimension to reveal an eternal, new, limitless life, and afterwards to reveal, furthermore, the upper force, the creator who sustains and governs this entire system. So the purpose of life is to reveal the true reality that's concealed from us at the moment.
Okay. The Kabbalists who attain that purpose of life, they explain that everything that we are going through in this life also relates to that purpose. Meaning everything that happens to me in my daily life here somehow is connected to that purpose?
Yes, of course. Because all that we have in this world is merely a result of that which happens in a higher world. And depending on our response, to the extent to which we want to ascend to a higher dimension, that determines the extent to which the upper dimension influences us, so it is preferable for us to want, to aspire, to awaken ourselves, to come closer to an upper world, and then the influence over us will be more positive, and we'll start feeling how forces that are helping us to ascend are coming down upon us. All that happens here is only in order to oblige us, to help us ascend.
Okay, and that purpose is something that each and every person, doesn't matter where he's from, background, anything, anyone can attain that.
The wisdom of Kabbalah was revealed in ancient Babylon to everyone. And since then and on, it says so in all the Kabbalistic books that the purpose of creation is for every person, everyone, to reveal a new upper reality and for all of us to achieve a whole and perfect life.
Okay, beautiful. Let's go to a different topic. This is another video question, and it's coming from Sean. He's also from California. This is a question somewhat about politics. Let's hear Sean's question from California. Let's watch it, please.
My name is Sean Plander. I'm from California. And my question is, why do people believe in the government?
Man feels small. He doesn't know or understand much. There are many professions that he doesn't understand. There's much phenomenon in life that he doesn't know. Much is being concealed from him. He's being told only a bit, as much as he can, or as much as he wants to perceive. And so it turns out that there are smarter people, or not necessarily smarter, but they have the knowledge. They have the power. They have the media by which they can influence and manipulate us. And thus we, whether we want it or not, we're afraid of the government. We respect it because it's powerful. And that's how we're built, the small people, that if there's something or someone higher and stronger than us, then we respect them, we take them into consideration, and that's how it is in nature, where the small annuls himself before the great, and until we will reach a higher dimension, higher than our governments, to a higher government, we'll always be under our government.
And what do you mean by higher government? What's that?
Because everything which cascades from the upper world, first of all, really reaches the government and the people who govern the masses, and then to the masses. That's the hierarchy of the upper forces, which cascade, as it says, that the hearts of kings and ministers are in the hands of the Creator, meaning that the orders from the upper world come to special people, special organizations, and through those organizations down to us, the common people. But if we want to govern our world, ourselves, truly ourselves, we have to ascend to the place from which the providence and governance begins, and then we will manage our government. There's no chance to manage our government by the masses from below up. Only when the people will ascend mentally, spiritually, to a higher degree, only then will they manage the government.
You said something very interesting here, that those upper forces of some sort, they somehow work through the leaders of government and so on?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? What, Barack Obama gets a phone call from...
No. Of course he has no idea where does he get his thoughts from and the different circumstances. Suddenly this pops up and that's revealed. All the leaders, they work out of necessity as a result of things revealing in the world that happens one way in the world or another. As a result of the thoughts that awaken in them, they have no idea where it comes from. And thus, all in all of them are puppets on strings. They have no free choice, the leaders. They're like a part of the system. But we, the small people, if we'll ascend to the degree of the spiritual decisions, we will manage ourselves through the leaders, through those marionettes. Directly, we won't be able to manage ourselves. Directly, we will not be able to influence our leaders, the government, but if we'll ascend to a higher degree, to a spiritual degree, from where these forces cascade, there we will be able to influence our future.
This is, will it be true to say that the more a person rises in, I don't know how to call it, maybe the political ladder, he has less free choice?
Of course, they all know that. It is well known to everyone. The higher a person's position in society, the more society obliges him. He must take into consideration both the fans and the enemies and different things. He has no free choice. He has nothing free. That's how it seems to us that he's free. But after he takes into consideration all the information, he chooses, that's it, and not he himself. But there are entire organizations that help him take his decisions. He merely presents them. He is the puppet up front and says a few words that were written for him. This is something well known. What is not known is the opposite thing. That they're governed, that's for sure. That they're governed from above or out of nature, we see that too. What we don't know is that we, through our spiritual ascension, we can rise above them, above the leaders, because they're the puppets on strings eventually, they're the dolls. And we, the common people, can ascend to a spiritual degree and influence them, and then this way, through the upper world, to change our world.
So in this way, every individual can really become, it doesn't matter regardless of what his status is, he can influence the whole reality towards a better situation.
Yes. This is how I become higher than the president.
Okay.
No, it's truly so. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains it.
Okay, so let's be more than presidents. I want to move on to another question. This is a question. It's another video question. It's coming from David from Sacramento. Yeah, let's watch it.
My name is David from Sacramento. My question is, do you think that Kabbalah will eventually lead to a new scientific unified field theory, which will finally provide the link between the physical world and the spiritual?
Yes, it's something similar to that. We're in one place, only we don't entirely feel it, only a small part of it. We're as if in a state of unconsciousness, and we have to awaken from our unconscious state and to achieve consciousness, meaning to achieve a state where we feel the entire world, the whole of reality, ourselves, and then we discover that we're living in a high, eternal, whole and perfect dimension, and our world, it entirely disappears. The feeling we had in which we've depicted ourselves this way here in our world, it was in a state of unconsciousness, that we were as if in a blurred state, like in a dream. And when you awaken from it, you no longer take it into consideration. It's like a person who wakes up from sleep, so maybe dreamt something at night, but the current reality, while he's awake, that's what's important for him.
You know, with relating to David's question, scientists throughout history always tried to find that a unified field theory, finding that one universal law or universal principle that unites all realms of reality.
Yes.
Can Kabbalah explain that principle or offer a solution for that?
Kabbalah says that there is one force, which is the power of nature, and that force includes all the other forces within it. Everything that happens in all the worlds, all the souls, everything that happens in reality in general. And that one force manages all of reality, and it's truly a field. And that field has a goal of bringing everyone, all parts of reality, still vegetative, animate, and people, to a full recognition of that force. And the wisdom of Kabbalah, it was given to us, to people, so that we ourselves will be able to discover that great big force, that great field, in order to use it correctly, unify all parts of reality, still vegetative, animate, and all the people, to that field, to that one force.
Can I say that the wisdom of Kabbalah is coming from that force itself?
It comes from the revelation of that force. There were scientists, Kabbalists, who revealed that force, and they tell us about it, about that force, about its laws, about the purpose and process we have to undergo, how that field influences us, how do we have to reconnect to it, about the different ways and our abilities along the way, about different exercises we can perform in order to learn how to correctly refer to that field, how to correctly use it, because there's a regularity here. That field is the whole of nature. It's the general conclusive law of nature, and thus we refer to it as to any other science, like to any other thing which you can inquire, and after you come to know it, you know how to work with it.
Okay. One thing sounds here a little hard to understand. On the one hand, Kabbalah is talking about a law, something that it works. You know, if it's a law, it works. Whether you like it or not, it's something that's always there. On the other hand, it sounds like you attribute some sort of personality to that law, some sort of characteristics. And how could it be that, you know, gravity, for instance, is a law? If I take this up and I leave it, and then it falls down. And I don't see it as something, you know, with a personality or with its own kind of qualities, and it sounds like the law that you're describing here.
Yes. True. Because in our world, you research that which is below your degree, the still, vegetative, inanimate. You take the still, you let it go in the air, it falls, And then you examine the power, connection, velocity, acceleration, and so on. Different phenomenon. Towards you, it's external, because they're on a lower degree than you. You cannot research your degree, the degree of man, because it's psychology and psychiatry. And these are things that we don't really understand because they're on our level. I always have to be on a higher degree in order to research something below me, to look at it from above. And thus, man, for us, always remains as a kind of a white stain, a white blur that we don't really know much about. Externally, behavior a bit, but that's it mostly. In order to research man, we have to rise to a higher degree than man. And then, when I rise to a higher degree, when I look how to ascend to a higher degree, I find the wisdom of Kabbalah that explains to us about the degree higher than man. If I ascend to that degree, I can know what man is. And then, when I learn what man is, who he is, then the same way I take this still body and I throw it and I test what happens to it, the very same way I take man and as if throw him and test what happens with him. Wait, otherwise, no. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we make experiments and examples and exercises with people. We learn about ourselves. Truly, we learn upon ourselves, about our own destiny, about our lives, about the beginning of life and before that, and the end of life and what comes after that. And thus, if we want to know about ourselves, we have no choice. We need the wisdom of Kabbalah. And if we research a person there, we write, examine, feel it inside our feelings, our five senses, because that's the person. The person is the one who feels. And thus, on the one hand, we're talking about feelings. On the other hand, we talk about our feelings scientifically. So we have five senses, and we divide them into parts, degrees, levels, degrees of sensitivity, perception, whatever we perceive in them, sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch, how do we extend them, what can we get from them, all the phenomena which occurs inside a person, in total. But we examine it all with respect to man. Thus, it's truly a very unique wisdom, and today we're approaching it. And we're approaching it actually through quantum physics, because when we want to research reality, the lowest, most primitive reality, the particles of matter, we get into the still, and inside the still we get into the atoms, and deeper into the atom, and there we feel such phenomenon. This phenomenon occurs according to man himself, a person feels them or not, sees it or not. The phenomenon depends on the viewer. And here we need the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to advance even in quantum physics. Meaning, to research the smallest things, we have to achieve the degree of man, who is the highest and most complex.
You know, this is fascinating, because when you go into Kabbalah a little deeper, you see that it's a real science. And Baal HaSulam was the foremost Kabbalist of our generation. Really tried to give the wisdom of Kabbalah this form, this shape of a science. What do you think, as a Kabbalist living today, is still missing or is needed to really make people relate to this wisdom immediately as a science?
I think that people have to feel that in our world, we ourselves cannot solve any problems. Despite living for thousands of years, we repeat the same mistake every generation. We think that we can change the world, that we can change man, and thus achieve a better life. And now we're in the first generation where we're already despaired of this direction, and especially our children. They look at our lives that there's nothing to change here, there's nothing to do about man, and they're in despair, and all of humanity is gradually falling into despair as a result of this entire process that humanity is undergoing for thousands of years. And I think that it is a good sign that we can turn to a person and say, there's no reason to be despaired. This crisis is a global integral crisis. It's simply the revelation that we have to ascend to a place, to the place from where we're governed, where there are the powers by which we can manage ourselves, correct and change ourselves, the connection between us, to really build a life, to have the power in our hands and the understanding of how to build the right and good life, and to get out of all the problems and the crisis. So I hope that the entire process that we're undergoing now will bring us to such a decision and the implementation.
Okay. Maybe one more question about still to stay in this topic. Still, Kabbalah explains that there is a spiritual or a hidden level of perception, level of reality, and the one that we know through our regular five senses. What is the connection between these two levels? David also asked it in some of his, part of his question was that. What is the connection between the spiritual level of reality and the corporeal level of reality?
The connection is a single-sided, one-way connection from top down. Our entire reality is governed by an upper reality, and we don't know these things. We are living in our world in a reality that we feel, and we're as if sitting on a network of forces, a field of forces. And these forces are in constant interaction in order to advance all of us towards a state where we will be in need to reveal, to come to know the network of these forces. The network of forces in total is called the upper force or the creator. And we're being governed by that network in order for us to approach, to understand him, to feel him, to become more dependent on him, to feel that we really need him. Because in our life, the more we advance, we lose the ability to govern ourselves. And thus, I'm very happy that we're in such a generation that starts asking about that. We have 2 million students in our organization worldwide, and more people who want to know about this network are joining us, the network that's managing the world. They want to feel it. They want to connect to it. They want to get into the system of the general, conclusive, global nature. Only now we're starting to reveal that we're inside a global system, but as a result of the crisis. We don't need the crisis. The wisdom of Kabbalah, it allows us not to stumble upon crisis, problems, troubles, wars, to prevent all these things, and not through terrorism and the revelation of suffering, to reach a good and balanced life. And I hope that humanity will feel the need for it and will quickly reach a good life.
Our time is almost up. I'd like to just tell our viewers, following what Rav Lightman just said, that indeed someone who wants to go deeper into the material and in any language from anywhere in the world, we provide free online lessons. Just go to kabbalah.info. Before we conclude, I'll also remind you that you can send questions to our show by going to tv.kabbalah.info. You can send audio, video, text questions on our Ask the Kabbalist page. Again, that's tv.kabbalah.info. That's all for today. Again, thank you very much, Rav Lightman, and all the best.